I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional coach, making sure your life and work are nothing short of spectacular. I'm here with Jennifer Jensen. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jody. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Let me tell you something about Jennifer. Author of Developing Authentic Leaders, Jennifer brings a unique perspective shaped by years of leading high accountability teams without traditional authority. She specializes in developing emerging managers and directors, bridging critical leadership capability gaps through practical, actionable strategies. All right, that's wonderful. Now, Jennifer, have you always done leadership coaching or leading leaders, or were you a leader at a company which sparked writing a book about this?
It's multiple things that happened. I was a leader in an organization, a few organizations, but also was a project manager for a few decades.
Goodness. Okay.
Yeah. So I've had a progressive career over 29 years.
Goodness.
And so, yes. And so through that, I've got to experience and witness a lot of different leadership styles and see where some of the gaps were that were so easy to fix if leaders would be aware of it.
Okay, you're asking a lot. Leaders need to be aware of it. Right. Yeah, and curiously, when the leaders were aware of it, how willing were they? I mean, how willing were they to change and do something different?
A lot of the leaders who are aware of their shortcomings are willing to make the changes.
Excellent.
And they just need support in making those changes and understanding what they need to do. And there's a lot that aren't willing to make changes because they aren't self-aware.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you wrote the book. Do you now, you know, we're talking a little bit about your developing career. Do you what do you recommend for those that are not self-aware and maybe hurting the company?
I think the key is to become self-aware. And there's many different psychometric tools that will help you. And one of my favorites is Lumina Learning because they take it really deep. And you look at your four colors and then expand that to eight characteristics and then take it down to 24 qualities. And in those 24 qualities, you look at how you respond when you're most comfortable and at ease and what you're presenting in your everyday and what to the society. And then we take it down to how do you respond when you're stressed out?
Okay.
And then doing a journey to composure to pick up on your key strengths to help change the dynamics when you are stressed. And so with leaders, if they're willing to become more self-aware, there's tons of tools that can help them to do that.
You know, that's really great because they really learn about themselves. They learn their values. They learn their strengths. They may learn their communication style. They may learn, you know, a whole bunch of things. There's even, again, learning their strengths means that they can have somebody else on the team do the things that they're not strong at so they don't get dropped or don't get done. So with Lumina Learning, tell me a little more about that. Is that a technique that somebody wrote Or is that something that you use with the people you work with?
So, Lumina Learning was developed, I believe, in 2009, and its headquarters are out of the UK, and a lot of psychiatrists have worked on it, and it actually started around a campfire in Canada. And
Oh, fun.
so now they've developed it, and it's a really cool product, but also they have different modules to help teams. And so there's even a leadership one that you can do, and then Leadership 360 to help identify through feedback from other individuals. And you can do your emotions and understand how you respond emotionally to various situations as well. So it's a very well done product with a lot of backing behind it.
Well, interesting. And how did you become interested? Were you one of these at a campfire and somebody brought it out and said, "Let's all play a game."
No, I actually started doing research because I needed something to help support what I was doing in the industry. And so I looked at DISC, Insight, and quite a few different psychometric tools. And Lumina Spark was the one that really set it apart for me, just because of the detail that it went to and how they bring it into your life and how you can see what you're suppressing. Sometimes you have hidden treasures that you're suppressing because you had to in a previous job, but they're really good strengths that you need to bring out in this job.
You know, absolutely. And I love the fact that they include how you respond to stress, because stress is what really can tip things either direction, either negatively, you may become somebody who's stressed out, anxious, angry, upset, aggressive because you're in a fear place, or you can, again, be strong, find the strength in the communication to get help or to delegate something when you're stressed. You can say, "Look, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm going to need, you, Max, and you, Lucy, to do these things."
Totally. And it helps you with that to identify those things. And if you know your weaknesses and you can do this same product on your other team members, you can figure out whose strengths are, where they are, and how they can offset you when you're stressed or what you're not strong in. Some individuals may not be strong in the big picture. And so you need to bring out the ones that are big picture focus that you can learn from them and bring that into your toolkit as well when you're growing as a leader.
You know, absolutely. A team, as we all know, is made up of individuals with their own strengths and weaknesses. And it really is about using all of those or having a very diverse team to handle anything. So, this tool sounds very good. Can you do it on yourself so that you're aware of where you can really help people and when you do need to delegate as a leader?
Absolutely, because you understand how you respond. And then, if you understand your team, and what's cool with this is it has an app. So you can
Oh.
go onto your phone and compare yourself to other team members, and it gives you little tips on how to work with them better.
Oh,
And you can look
nice.
at the different personas. So if this individual is stressed and you're stressed, how do you work together? And it breaks it down into your eight characteristics so that you can figure out how best to communicate or work with them. It's quite a fascinating tool.
Yeah, it really does sound fascinating. You know, there are so many different ways to lead a team, but to really get a great idea of who you are, and again, strengths, weaknesses, characteristics, beliefs, values, etc. It's a really interesting way of being part of that team and leading effectively.
And what's cool is they're coming out with a new edition of the app at some point, And it's going to give leaders the ability to compare two individuals instead of just yourself to somebody else. You can compare two individuals so you can start to coach them on how to work better with each other.
Very good. Wow. So tell me about, you were in the industry 29 years as a project leader, which is great. What made you want to either, I don't know if you're still doing it, but get out, write a book, and perhaps do something different?
So, I was mentoring a lot of individuals and leaders, and there was nothing out there to support me on what I was trying to do. And so, I started writing my own little manual on how to help myself be more effective in the mentorship aspect. And so, as I started to do that, a couple of my colleagues at the time said, Jen, this is fantastic. Go write a book. And do it on leadership. And so that's why I wrote the book on leadership, just because of my own experiences and seeing how leaders respond. And then having been in project management for 20 years, it just flowed. And so now I decided that I'd rather be, my new passion is advising and supporting middle management in growing as there are succession plan for leadership. Because there's a huge gap there, and I was getting tired, and I had lost my passion for project management because it was the same thing over and over and over again.
What a great segue, mid-managers. What do you like about doing this? What do you think is using your strengths that you found out and discovered from Lumina Learning?
So, what I've learned and what I love about it is just helping leaders find out who they are authentically. There's so many leaders out there that they're expected to be a certain way and they lose who they are. And this was an opportunity to allow them to figure out who they are and to grow and still maintain their vision and values for who themselves and their priorities.
Great. And, I keep going back to people I have worked with or work with presently, and being vulnerable is probably one of the most difficult things anybody can do, leader, non-leaders, employees. And it's really, again, and it seems like you go very deep and you find out a lot of things about them. How do you get them to relax in order to be vulnerable, to be honest, to be this is who I am, and not have any challenges of shame around who they are and what they've done in their lives?
I think for me is leading by example because I need to be vulnerable and show them what that looks like. And that's not me crying in the corner over
Right.
something. That's me admitting that I've made mistakes and I'm growing and learning, and they are as well. And it's okay, we're human. And we don't need to be more than that. And it's the what we choose and how we respond to that situation that's going to change things.
That's a great point. It is only by recognizing, what you have done well and what you need help with that you're going to grow. And sometimes you got to be really honest about that. Got to be honest with, the people you work with on a daily basis, and that is a challenge.
Because it takes humility.
It does. And we're raised, to not be humble, to be to have you're always productive and you're always perfect and it's got to be right. And how have you found that even yourself have gotten out of that, and in order to be more humble, more relaxed, less stressed?
It's been a learning process, and there are times like I went through a major trauma that I had to actually seek counseling for to deal with what I was going through, and I learned a lot through that by setting boundaries. That's a new concept for me, is the boundary setting so that I'm not people pleasing and I'm not perfection. And so that's been a challenge. And I think that's one that some people can do easier than others, but it's you're constantly learning.
Yeah, is there anything, I mean, that's very common, especially in the workplaces. We have to appear perfect and we have to please, and we do, we have to somewhat let down our boundaries. We don't have to, but we believe we have to. Is there anything you tell yourself to have a word or a phrase or something when you feel you're doing that?
No, it's you. Well, I think the big thing is it's time to get out of the puddle, the mud puddle, and let's move on and fix this. Because you can either sit in the mud puddle or get a stick and get out of the mud puddle.
I love that visualization. I love that everybody has something different when they're really, again, trying to be self-aware of a behavior that they're trying to change. Sometimes it's a mantra, sometimes it's a visual thing. I love yours because the mud is sticky, the mud is dirty, the mud is, there's the mud puddle drags you down. So I'm always fascinated by what people use in order to make things effective in their life and change. Yeah, because
Definitely.
change is not easy.
No, and as leaders in this complex world now, we're constantly having to change and adapt.
Exactly. And how do you give leaders that you're working with the space to do that? How do you communicate that? The time, the space, the permission for them to change?
Typically, I go, it's baby steps. So don't try and do the whole change all at once. Do small baby steps because that's going to stick versus trying to change everything all at once. You can't do it. It's impossible. You'll do it for a day or two and then you'll fail and be frustrated with yourself. So why not just take the baby small baby steps to get to where you need to go?
The great suggestion. Yeah, overwhelm can really knock our motivation down. But if we do see the small steps and we see progress on the small steps, we're going to keep motivated to make that change.
Definitely. And it
Yeah.
helps.
Yeah. And it's frankly the only way to do things. Jennifer, what's out on the horizon for you? What's your next project, or next book, or next thing that you're passionate about?
Right now, I'm just building my business and doing the entrepreneurial thing, but there is talk about a next book, and so looking at that. And trying to decide how I'm going to present that in the format. Because the developing authentic leaders is a very different format than what is out there, as it's all bullet points. And so each topic is 52, or each topic is 2 to 3 pages, and there's 52 different topics, one for every week of the year to work on.
I like that. And it's bite-sized. Again, as you said,
Yeah.
little bite-sized bits of wisdom to work on. And that makes sense. So we can look at it, we can try it, and we can use that. And I like the name of Authentic. I mean, the method you described through Lumina Learning, it's all about your authenticity. It's not about one size fits all, and a leader is, again, a number of bullet points or XYZ. It's really understanding how you work with other people and getting a deep understanding of yourself.
Definitely. And leaders aren't born, they're developed.
I agree with that. Yes, we are not, we can't take courses in school and business schools, and every environment is different. Every team is different. So it really does take some flexibility and being nimble, to thrive in different environments.
Definitely. And you're going to have some hard knocks and war wounds when it's all said and done.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Jennifer, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and find out more, please tell us how to do that.
So you can reach me at authenticleader.ca, or you can email me at info@authenticleader.ca as well.
Great. And great, you got the name of the site. What you're doing,
Yes.
not easy to do. I don't know how you snag that, but that's great. Yeah,
I did whatever I could. I did different ones all over the place.
I know the art of naming a website. I mean, it is
Yep.
an art. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time and your good information.
Well, thank you for having me, Jody. It was an honor and a privilege.
All right. You take care, right? All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.